It's the Zone Rewind.
All right, wrapping it up in the Zone Rewind, brought to you today by my friends at Oaklawn. And yes, you may think, oh, the live racing season's over, but there's so much to do and enjoy at Oaklawn. Oaklawn Anywhere, putting the excitement of racing right at your fingertips. You know, you can wager on the Triple Crown winner himself in the very near future, my friends, because he's going to be running the Haskell. And if you have an Oaklawn Anywhere account, you can be a part of the fun. Anywhere you want to make your wager, just go to Oaklawn.com, join Oaklawn Anywhere. You can do it as long as you're an Arkansas resident. And new members get a $100 sign-up bonus. It's fun. It's exciting, and they've got promotions every week. And you can check out your past performances as well. They also offer exclusive access to valuable handicapping selections. Yes, it is Oaklawn Anywhere. Yes, Matty T? You wanted to say something?
No. I was listening to the mystical song, I Smell Smoke. I was just putting it in the system.
All right, a look back at the week that was, and we start with the Open Championship. Jordan Spieth got off to a great start playing with Sergio Garcia. Had a big, big move on Saturday.
Well, it's fun. I mean, we've obviously been on opposing Ryder Cup teams, and you can kind of feel a little bit of that as we walk through the crowds here. He has just an unbelievable following here, and we've played a lot of golf together. We seem to feed off each other. Our games are pretty similar. I just have a little bit more experience in this position than I did in the previous major, and I know that we've been able to pull it off. I know that now it just takes patience. I did what I needed to do today. Now tomorrow, it's just a matter of playing to my strengths, playing aggressively, but also patient enough to let the birdies come through me.
Spoiler alert, Jordan Spieth came up just a stroke shy of the playoff. Tiger Woods came up more than one stroke shy of making the cut.
It's hard to watch the greatest player of this generation be a middle of the pack hack almost, you know?
Oh, Paul Azinger. Cruel. Honest.
Hack.
Probably accurate. Your winner wasn't Jordan Spieth, and it certainly wasn't Tiger Woods. It wasn't even Paul Azinger. It was Zach Johnson. The little corn-eating Iowan that could.
The putt on the way. At the hole. No, it misses. Caught the left edge, and Zach Johnson, who has a green jacket now, has his hands on a claret jug.
How do you describe it?
I can't. I'm at a loss of words. You don't like to see a tournament end on a miss. You know, I hate that. And Louis, a champion and a friend. But I'm grateful, I'm humbled, I'm thankful, I'm honored. I mean, this is the birthplace of the game.
Darn you, Tom Rinaldi, you got another one. Get off my boy, Zach Johnson.
He just watched The Champ.
Jordan Spieth, what's your problem?
We gave it a great effort. I mean, going out today, I didn't think three guys would get to 15 under in these conditions, and so that was my goal. At the beginning of the day, it was 4 under for the round, and we got there, you know, on 16. And ideally, you know, you can finish par birdie is a perfect way to finish out here, and that would have gotten the job done. So it stings a little bit, but ultimately I thought we gave it a really good run, and that was some phenomenal golf played by those three guys.
And no surprise to anybody, Jordan Spieth is the favorite going into the PGA Championship in just a couple short weeks. Charles Barkley doing interviews this week. In fact, he was talking to a gentleman who does television on the West Coast. They talk mostly about the Golden State Warriors, but they also talked about LeBron James and his new movie that he's in with Amy Schumer.
LeBron James has a movie coming out today called Trainwreck. Is LeBron as good of an actor as you were? Because you were excellent in Forget Paris. You were excellent in Space Jam. I've seen a number of your productions. Who's the better actor, you or LeBron?
Well, you know, LeBron should call this Trainwreck 2 because the finals were Trainwreck 1.
Oh!
Are you going to go to eight?
You know what?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I will say this. The NBA is really in great hands because if you look at our best players, you look at LeBron, who's the best. He's a great person. You look at Anthony Davis. He's a great person. You look at Kevin Durant. He's a great person. You look at Steph Curry. He's a great person. That's really the cool that the best players in the NBA are really good guys. That's great for the NBA family.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Big week for Albert Pujols. Passed Mike Schmidt on the all-time home run list.
And that is driven at the left. Ramirez going back. How about a multi-homer game? He just passed Mike Schmidt. Stands alone. 15th all-time. 7-2 Angels.
So there you go. Also, President Obama making the rounds. popped on The Daily Show for a bit.
If people are engaged, eventually the political system responds, despite the money, despite the lobbyists.
Right.
It still responds.
So in, for you, and if this may be a closing segment, because obviously you have things to do. I'm here all night. I guess what you would say is after 7 years, is that the advice that you then bequeath to future President Trump?
Good stuff. We also had on the director, RJ, Anthony Ferrante.
Yes.
The director of Sharknado 1.
The guy that has no budget.
Sharknado 2 and Sharknado 3.
I think it was blackmail. You know, it was pretty easy. You know, they were part of the NBC family, and you just kind of say, hey, look at this. And they go, oh, yeah, okay, we'll be in your movie. No. It, you know, they supported our first film, and they really wanted to be in Sharknado 2. And there was I think the Olympics were going on, and it was kind of like touch and go that whether or not we were going to be able to get them. But right after we had wrapped shooting the movie, we were able to come back to New York, and they did their cameo, and they were just a hoot. And they're back in this movie.
He was talking about the Today Show, folks. And if you haven't seen the movie, they're involved heavily. Natalie, how do you do? And last but not least, my favorite moment of the week, Matty T.
Same here.
Adam Goldberg, who you may not know by name, but you know by face, was in Saving Private Ryan. He was in Dazed and Confused. He is on the Jim Gaffigan Show now. And I finally got somebody from Saving Private Ryan to tell me, yes, it did bother me that we somehow lost the Oscar to that crappy movie, Shakespeare in Love.
It is irritating. It's irritating because sometimes they'll say, you know, I've been in a couple of best pictures defensively about something. I don't know what. And then I'll realize, no, I haven't. I was in Beautiful Mind, which won Best Picture. And mm-hmm. then Saving Private Ryan didn't win Best Picture. So then, yeah. It was annoying. What can I tell you? You know,
thank you.
You say those things don't mean, I say those things don't mean anything. And it's all about, you know, like how can you give, you know, awards to art, and how can you compare one movie against the other? But you can compare Shakespeare in Love to Saving Private Ryan and know that it's not going to have like I remember after we lost, we were all hanging out, and Hanks was like, "Well, I'll tell you something. In 20 years, no one's going to be saying like there isn't going to be a veteran like weeping to his wife about, you know, how Shakespeare in Love, you know, changed his life." Because that was one of the things that was really wild about that experience, that film, which is that it started to open up a dialogue that veterans were having that they simply did not have for, you know, 50 years.
Well done, Adam Goldberg. RJ, good stuff. Matty T, great week. Thank you, buddy. And we'll be back on Monday. Phil Olsen's going to be in with us, and I think Wally's coming in on Monday as well. So everybody have a safe, great weekend. Overtime's up next.
Wipe my balls.
There are almost as many ways to purchase